Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the chat room. A lot happening there, a lot going on. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and the time to get involved and engaged. Well, you know what tonight is, right? Yeah. Life Fest 2023. I don't know any way to say it. I mean, really, think about it. You know you're going to hear how wonderful the economy is, how great Americans are doing. They're better now than they were, 2 years ago, and just a whole bunch of garbage. I'm sorry, it is. It's garbage. And we can't let them get away with it. You can't let anybody get away with it. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. First of all, you're going to hear about how he's created more jobs than anybody else has. Any other president, in modern history. I don't know where he thinks he's done that after closing down pipelines, coal plants, all kinds of stuff. I mean, really, think about it. But nobody's challenging him. Nobody calls him out for real. Well, at least not in his party. And I think Kevin McCarthy needs to do a better job at it, too. Our liar-in-chief will be stepping to the mic any minute now. Once we get past the garbage, I will go ahead and try to play some of it for you. I know you didn't tune in to listen to him, but if I have to listen to him, you got to listen to him too, right? That's right. Live Fest 2023. That's what I'm calling it. Now, MTG, God, you got to admit, she's got a heck of a sense of humor. Some people can't stand her. That's Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, she showed up with a white balloon. Right? And I think it's wonderful. I think it's exactly meant for the moment. Now, Kevin McCarthy is introducing, I'm not going to listen to this yet. Kevin McCarthy is introducing the president right now. And I think the thing that would make me throw up is if, and when he says, it's my great honor, my great privilege to introduce to you. Yeah, don't do that. You think he'll rip up a speech like Pelosi did? That would be great, wouldn't it? I get the biggest kick out of this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way to make it happen. Now he's introducing, I see Jill waving. Oh, look at me, I'm here. You know why? It's easy to make fun. And people have written me, people on our side of the aisle said, hey, you need to really at least respect the seat. I do. The President of the United States, I mean, it is probably one of the most revered, most powerful seats, p- positions on the planet. But they're not treating it like that. Not, come on, let's just be honest. They're not at all. So if they don't care, they're not going to do it. You know, what the hey? What do you want me to tell you? Let's see if we can, maybe we can get a little of this in a second. As soon as you're done with all the stupid handshakes and everything. I know, right? And Kevin's all excited. Oh, look at me, he's all excited. Anyway. Representative Scott Perry, God bless him, he invited some pro-life people that were targeted by the FBI and a few other organizations. I'm not going through all these. Now, Mark Hoke, he's a devout Catholic and a pro-life activist, targeted by the FBI. Right? And the judge said, you know, you're nuts. Forget it. Now, he was a protester at a Planned Parenthood location last summer, actually. And there was an altercation between him and one of the individuals, I guess it was assisting. Right? Now, Planned Parenthood wanted him arrested. Was very uncomfortable with him. It's just amazing, isn't it? Now, he said, he went on to say, and then the federal government decided to raid. Now, he's a Pennsylvania citizen. What did he do? What did the feds have to do with him being outside of Planned Parenthood? He didn't have any bombs. He didn't have any guns. Right? Now, Perry explained that after Hoke's arrest, he was being pressured to take a plea deal. Instead, he didn't. He didn't give up. And guess what happened? He was found not guilty on all charges. Perfect. Right? And this is why I keep telling you, you've got to fight back. You've got to push back. You cannot let them get away with this stuff. It just never stops. Hey, let's see if he has anything of interest to say. Take a listen.
Then we got into it. Look, folks, that's what we're doing again. 2 years ago, the economy was reeling. I stand here tonight after we've created, with the help of many people in this room, 12 million new jobs. More jobs created in 2 years than any president's created in 4 years because of you all. Because of the American people.
Oh, I got to go throw up. Be back in a minute. Go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5566. I'm going to throw up. Right? And what I love about this is I want you to think about something. He's taking credit for 10 million new businesses started in the country. Right? 10 million, we've seen 10 million new businesses started in this country during and after the pandemic. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, how many businesses is closed down? Do we have that number? Because I know there were over 3,000 businesses in California in the last 2.5 years. Over the last 2.5 years. 3,000 businesses in California, over, that shut their plants down and opened up other places. Now, let's say only 2,500 of them did. Let's say 2,000 of them did it. So does he consider Is he really actually excited about the fact that 2,000 businesses, they really didn't start. They made a lateral move to a state that's more friendly. Florida, Texas, places like that. Right? Come on, think it through. Don't let them bullpucky us. Talking about take-home pay rising. Yeah, minimum wage went up. And because people couldn't get places like, I mean, again, with all due respect to the people that work fast food, I'm not trying to slight them. But I mean, sweet, Jesus, you gotta offer a hamburger flipper $18 an hour? $16 an hour plus a sign-on bonus to a fast food joint? And they still get the order wrong even when you pay them more money? Yeah, not. If inflation is up, and you're, you know, 7, 8, 9%, and your paycheck's only up 2, 3, 4%, there's a problem there. Yes, it's down $1.40 from its peak. Yeah, its peak last year because of you. It's still higher than it was when Obama was, when Trump was president. Still won't take responsibility for the war. I told you, their slogan, they need to change their slogan to the party of non-responsibility. They don't care about anything. They definitely don't care about you. That's easy to prove. You know, I was making note as I was watching them speak during the break. By the way, welcome back to the Live Fest 2023. You're calling it the State of the Union address. Now, and our liar in chief is right there shoveling it out. So he talks about power for power's sake. He wants to shore up the middle class. And I'm thinking to myself, think about some of the policies he's put in place. How is that shoring up the middle class? What has he done that actually helped? I'd love to hear it. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. What has he done, truly done, that has pumped up the, that has made it easier for middle class? You have people who still have to decide between gas and how much food they put on the table. Here in California, we still have sparse supplies in the supermarkets. It still costs to get 40 to 50% more. I'm telling you. You know, I do most of the shopping now for just, for personal reasons. And I've watched it go to the point where, you know, I went to a supermarket for $80, and I'm not talking 20 years ago either. I'm talking just a couple of years back. For $80, I'd walk out with 4 or 5 bags of stuff. Now for $80, I might be able to walk out with 2. So don't give me that. Right? We just had, here in California, natural gas went up a gazillion percent. And I say that, don't laugh, I'm serious. I'll get a little personal with you. You know, my gas bill was a little over $100 a month. Not a big deal for, you know, what we have and what we're doing. It was like $600. Ridiculous. Yeah, you heard me. Now, they say it's going to come back down. Right? But in California, and I've been telling you guys this for a long time, if you want to see how the rest of the country would run under Democrat rule, look at California. And also, if you're watching this, or you go back and watch the State of the Union later on, watch the people that aren't getting up and clapping on his side of the aisle. Right? Joe Manchin, not getting up and clapping. Right? He has that look about him, too. McCarthy looks like he's ready to pass out. Like, what am I doing here? Right? And when he says power for the sake of power, they ain't getting anything done. No, that's always, let's get it clear here. It's always been about power for the Democrats. Always. And they'll do anything to get it. They'll do anything to keep it. He's talking about the jobs overseas, right? Manufacturing. We took manufacturing back here. No, you didn't. You've created manufacturing. Well, you got out of the way to allow manufacturing jobs to be created here. But nothing like what we lost to Mexico, to China. Right? I mean, because of the regulations we have, there's a lot we can't do. Still can't do here. People still go to Mexico to have product made. Why? Because you don't have to go through all the regulations, some of them real ridiculous regulations. And I'm sorry, I don't agree. Somebody said something about Camilla and how she looks. I think she looks like, you know, she's saying to herself, how the heck is he getting all this right? Without stumbling over his words. Back to manufacturing. China, think about the amount that China produces for us, manufactures for us. Drugs, appliances, you know, computers. Right? What do you think? Why do you think when the supply chain coming from there, coming from, you know, in by ship, boat, whatever, why do you think we have so much trouble? Because it's coming from other areas outside the country. Really. When he talks about infrastructure failures, I love this. Somebody brought it up. He's looking at the Republicans like it's their fault. Come to California. The Californians since the late 70s have paid over $240 billion for infrastructure upgrades. You know how much we've spent? $11 billion. Where's the rest of the money? And why are the dams not able to hold the water? Come and see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is appealing for bipartisanship in tonight's State of the Union speech. Biden saying, quote, "The people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere," unquote. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has slammed Biden in the past for what he calls Biden dividing the nation in assailing MAGA Republicans. More Memphis police officers are set to face charges in the Tyre Nichols case. The city of Memphis said seven more officers will be issued a statement of charges for policy violations. Wall Street is closing higher after the Federal Reserve Chairman made made comments about inflation starting to decline. At the closing bell Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 265 points. The S&P added 53 points. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Biden to urge U.S. He wants unity. And he wants blue-collar economic revival. You guys killed the blue-collar. Nancy Pelosi called them, what was it, low-information voters. Right? I mean, remember? Low-information voters. So with the cost of everything going up, how is that helping blue-collar workers? This is just hilarious to listen to him speak, to see some of the information coming across. He urged Republicans to get along, work together for the unity of the country, just like the last Congress did. What a line of crock. Think about it. Come on, let that sink in for a second. He really believed that the last Congress worked together to make things happen? That there was no partisanship going on? I'm telling you, it's delusional. There's a problem here. Yeah, between the years. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate you guys staying with me, you know, listening and paying attention. Anyhow, I did want to do this now. I was going to wait. Whiskey Dave comes on in the third hour. We're going to discuss this probably in more detail. And they still don't see that they've weaponized the government. They still don't see that they've weaponized the Department of Justice or the IRS, right? Department of Homeland Security. I mean, I can't believe what these guys are clapping at and the lies that they're clapping at. It's great. Right? Again, when you take a guy to jail for being out in front of a Planned Parenthood and protesting abortion, got a problem. You know, so freedom of speech is only for those that you kind of feel comfortable with. Now, this guy faced 11 years in prison. I mean, before I start going off on Joey B., I'm sitting here thinking to myself, think about what the FBI did to this guy right away. Right away, they told him, you know, let's make a plea deal. So we don't have to worry about it. Let's make a plea deal. And he wouldn't do it. God bless him for not doing it. God bless him for having the right representation he needed not to do it. Right? The Freedom Caucus chair invited Hoek to Biden's address, so the president would have to see the people who have been victims of this administration's weaponizing. But see, they don't say they will not admit to. They don't even admit that it even happened. Right? Yeah, thank you for that. Now he's saying that forest fires are proof of global warming. Well, I'll tell you what. Forest fires were around here long before there was even a hint or a notion that there was global warming. Science, if you want to believe it, can prove that. If that's the line you want to believe. You know what I mean about that, right? So, anyway, I mean, you see this happen over and over and over again, and we're still buying it. Not we, but the generic American populace is still buying it. Some people are telling me, Joe, you're being too hard. People are getting it. Really? Then why do we have such a slim margin in Congress? Why do we in the House? Why do we have such a slim margin in the Senate? Well, actually, no margin, really. We should have had a bigger win. What happened? I'm serious. Are you guys not getting out of voting? Are you feeling like you got nothing to go vote for? What is the issue? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. get engaged. Just be part of the conversation all the way through. All right. A favorite in the South, from those of all colors, I'll put it that way, is chicken and waffles. Look, I don't get it. I'm not a chicken and waffles fan. I'm a waffles fan. I'm a chicken fan, but I'm not a chicken and waffles fan. But Nyack Middle School in New York, they had a problem. The problem was the cafeteria served chicken and waffles to kick off Black History Month. The children were given a watermelon-themed dessert. The principal said that he was horrified. He apologized for the cultural insensitivity displayed by their food provider. Principal David Johnson went on to say that the menu reflected negative stereotypes concerning the African-American community. Now, I'm going to ask Zoe and Sonia if that's how they feel. Sonia says she loves chicken and watermelon. And it's not a stereotype because she's black. It's a stereotype, not stereotype. It's part of the food where she grew up. I mean, seriously. You know, you always see pictures of Italians sitting around and what they commonly refer to, whether you like to hear it or not, those wife beater t-shirts. For some odd reason, they feel the need to put us in those. All right? And always dirty, sitting around a table with 800 kids, because that's what we do. We're dirty, nasty people who beat our wives until we get all the children we want to get. It's just amazing how they don't see that. We're extremely disappointed by the regrettable situation and apologize to the entire Nyack community for the cultural insensitivity displayed by our food services provider. This came out from the principal of the district. I'm disappointed that Aramac would serve items that differed from the published monthly menu. They're reinforcing, how many of those little kids you think if you went to? And said, what do you think of when you see watermelon and chicken? What does that remind you of? I mean, really. She said the timing of the menu was unfortunate and the lunch ladies were supposed to serve something else. While our menu was not intended to be a cultural meal, we acknowledge that timing was inappropriate and that team should have been more thoughtful in its service. This was a mistake. Does not represent the values of our company or the district. We will try harder in the future. I'm sorry. In L.A., yes, even in the black parts of town, there's a restaurant chain called Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. And I love making fun of this. I love talking about this because if you recall when Michelle Obama went on her Got to Eat Healthier rant, I don't know if you guys remember this at all, but There was actually, the night she gave a speech at an event about that, about eating healthier and getting our kids to eat healthier, President Obama was coming out of a Roscoe Chicken and Waffles in Los Angeles with two orders of chicken and waffles to go. Really? Or maybe he just had two bags of organic celery. I don't know. It's just amazing. The lunch ladies, I'm sure how much would I bet that the lunch ladies are now headed for cultural sensitivity class, right? I mean, frankly and honestly, I would much prefer my kids eat chicken, waffles, and watermelon, and some kind of vegetable, group here, instead of some mystery meat that they're going to put on your plate, your kid's plate. Right? So, what part of the menu was actually racially insensitive? Right? I mean, no, really, think about it. Isn't that profiling or stereotyping? So if you conjure up a vision of chicken and watermelon, right away you're a racist? Maybe you're having a outside barbecue and a third of the people coming are black. And you serve chicken and waffles, is that racist? Am I making them uncomfortable? Because I know my friends wouldn't be uncomfortable at all. They'd love just to come for the barbecue. Yeah, that's the other question. How many of you actually have barbecues? And how many of you? I love it when you talk to some of these people who know so much, white guys who know so much about the black community, white liberals. They virtually have no black friends at all. None. So where do they get their information? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it! We are back. Over to your host. Yes, I will be commenting on this, but I'm going to wait till he's done. Because, you know, my blood pressure needles are popping all over the place, right? Get back to my stories that I'm telling. I mean, he is lying so much that Marjorie Taylor Greene now, I can see her holding her hands out screaming, liar. I don't even hear her say it. I can see it. And McCarthy's cheeks are tight because he wants to laugh and he doesn't want to do it where he's sitting. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Yeah, by the way, we were talking about chicken and waffles and somehow that's racially insensitive. Really? I mean, this is the measure Generation Z crowd, right? They're perpetually offended by everything. And what they don't realize is because they're always complaining about everything, nobody really cares about what they're offended about. Not anymore. You get to that point where you don't even try anymore, you know, because you can't make them happy. Why bother? I wonder where Marjorie Taylor Greene's white balloon is. Right? Again, like I said, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, General Milley's there to keep. He's got that, I don't know, a straight face, or is he just always miserable like that? Really? You have to ask. All right, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Lots going on. Lots happening. You know, Schumer. I love these guys. You can't get a straight answer out of them, but I love these guys. He's He said relations with China are strained, and the Biden administration is looking for other actions it could take after shooting down what it called a Chinese surveillance balloon over the weekend. Schumer said it's tense. When we asked to describe the state of the bilateral relations, not good. It was fine under Trump. Anybody remember that? Xi knew his place, didn't screw with us, and everything was fine. The appearance of the Chinese balloon over the United States last week really stirred a lot. And why it stirred so much in D.C., I still have no clue. What's the beef, as they say? You've got a foreign country, not a friendly to us, that has surveillance or information gathering capabilities, running the full length of our country before somebody decides to take it down. It's just a joke. And the only reason they gave for not shooting it down was because they were afraid of the damage it would do on the ground to people. That balloon went over so many areas that if it hit somebody, that somebody's wife should have bought a lottery ticket. That's how the chances were. Anyway, it's just amazing. The top U.S. diplomat, Anthony Blinken, canceled his Sunday-Monday trip, to Beijing. I don't know why he was going there to begin with. What was he going to do? Now, China tried to say it was a weather balloon that blew off course. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know the administration is looking at other actions, Schumer said, that could be taken. Now, speaking hours before the fellow Democrat President Joe Biden was to deliver the annual State of the Union address, Schumer castigated Republican lawmakers for criticizing the president's response. He said China sent a surveillance balloon over. The Biden administration was calm, calculated, and effective. No, they weren't. They're calm. They were comatose. I wouldn't call that calm. That balloon should have been shot down before it even made it to the Alaskan coast. Right? I would have looked at them. I would have looked at China and said, you find a way to hook that puppy and bring it home, or you're going to have to fish it out of the sea. Really simple. 21 different secure bases or installations that balloon flew over. Amazing. Now, they do want to come against the Chinese Communist Party, and they want to condemn them. Okay, all right. You really want to come against them? No one purchased a property. No building a property that you've already purchased it if it's within, so many miles of a military installation, because they've done that in Montana and a few other places. Get them out of the schools. I got a whole list of stuff. Here, you want us to talk? You want it to get better? This is what you need to do. And the White House keeps saying, well, no big deal. What's it a big deal? Nothing to worry about. Now, Biden feels that the relations weren't weakened at all. We made it clear to China what we're going to do. No, you didn't. We're going to let you get as much information as you can so you get to the other coast. They'll shoot you down. Come on. The American people, this is where I say the American people are catching on to some of this stuff. But they're so spent, they don't really know what to do about it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Montana senator has been suspended on Twitter because of a graphic photo he put up. His account now simply reads, the account is temporarily unavailable because it violates the Twitter media policy. Now, Twitter reportedly instructed Danes to delete his profile image for graphic violence. It violates their rules. Anybody know or want to know what it's a picture of? Yeah. He shot a deer. Right? I mean, seriously. Him and his wife are standing or kneeling next to, I don't know, maybe it's a deer, maybe it's not, I don't know. Now, they don't leave it there to die. They don't leave it there to run away. They will drag that back with them. They will take meat out of it, which is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to not waste them. I just find this ridiculous. And it was him and his wife that were dealing there, right? They got some pretty sick stuff up there that they don't take down. Senator Cruz tweeted a hashtag, Free Steve Daines, calling it ridiculous. If you don't like hunting, fine. Just go buy it. Don't even pay attention to it. But don't censor others. Really. I mean, he's in Montana. They hunt in Montana. They eat the meat that they hunt. Now, Joey Jones responded to Cruz's tweet adding, the same app allows pornography without censoring. I have no idea where we're at. He's right. Some of the sick stuff that they put up on Twitter, Facebook, and other places. Well, if it's up there and you can get to it almost on a day-to-day, moment-by-moment basis, doesn't really seem like they really care. The policy against showing blood in profile pictures is being amended to clearly showing blood without clicking on the profile pic. The intent is to avoid people being forced to see gruesome profile pictures. So if he wants to move it, apparently, if he wants to move it from his profile picture into a post picture, they're fine with it. Right? 855. Real Joe. I mean, what's his name? Musk came out and said, look, there's a policy against showing blood in a profile picture. It's going to be amended to clearly showing blood without clicking on the profile picture. The intent is to avoid people from being forced to see gruesome profile pictures. Just stay away from his stuff. You know where people stand. You know what they're doing. You know what they're thinking in a lot of cases. You know, go right past it. You don't have to look at it. Look at it. I get those pictures all the time. I get some stuff because, you know, you guys send me stories. I go looking for those stories. I go looking for duplicate stories or stories that will back up what you're sending me. And then every once in a while, a picture will pop up that I'll appreciate, whether it's gruesome or sexual in nature. And I just go flying past it. Sometimes I can't figure out what it is, but when I do, it's like, oh, got to get out of here. Pretty sick. Really, though. Let them figure out what they want to watch, what they don't want to watch, what they want to look at, what they don't want to look at. And if so-and-so is known for gruesome pictures, don't go to his website anymore. Don't go to his Facebook page. Stop. Without hunting, look what we've done. Hunting traumatizes people too much. Are we for real? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I do appreciate when you get involved and when you get engaged. Anyway. You know, somebody sent me a link. I think I told you guys the other night. I won't say it's a gift, because I don't, you know, it was really gift status. But I had picked up something on Wall Builders that showed 20 Black History superheroes of the Revolution. Got it, printed it up, and gave it out. And then I get a notice that Facebook pulled it down for misinformation. So if blacks don't have superheroes? Blacks were a part of Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
So I'm a senior host. God bless. Don't go far. Red Day concerns us after the break. We'll be right back.